companies never go into a store. And so if there's a bunch of these in the parking lot, like waiting to get into the store or waiting to get into the mall.
A game or a weapon.
Just like leave. Go, because that's going to end with the police coming.
Now, traditionally, there aren't weapons on sale on Friday, right?
Other than
well, the free gun.
Depends on where you shop.
But they don't really have weapons. Like Walmart doesn't do that, right? Does Walmart's in other states do weapons?
I think they got rid of the guns.
They do? Yeah. They have them on sale?
I think they stopped selling the guns. There weren't any guns in the circular this year.
I should add, you can get a Red Ryder BB gun at a Walmart. They do that every year. You can get a Red Ryder, just like from Christmas Story.
You'll put your eye out, kid.
It's like it's like $30.
You'll shoot your eye out.
Stores, this is probably your last chance to shop at some of these retailers. So take advantage of this for nostalgia's sake, if this ever decides to load. There we go. JCPenney, not long for the world.
Oh, no. Yeah. This is a segment we call Stores for Whores.
Yeah. And really, not much to recommend.
JCPenney, top of the list.
Not much to recommend, but...
Is Forever 21 somewhere on the...
I can't say I've ever shopped at a JCPenney, I'll be honest.
Didn't find any Forever 21 deals, but that's another one. Like, Forever 21, gone after this holiday season.
Good. Fast fashion needs to go.
Forever 21's not going to be there
Charlotte
forever.
Bruce endures somehow,
terrible.
Though, so.
All of them need to go. That fast fashion stuff is garbage.
So, JCPenney, we've talked about Boots for Her and how Boots for Her is one of the big Black Friday things every year.
Boots for Her?
Boots for Her.
Is that that's the name?
No, that's the deal. It's like Boots for Her, like 40% off.
What, he don't need no boots?
You know what, though? As a guy, the girl wants to get her own boots or get it from a friend. They know more about boots.
But I think the whole point...
If I got boots for her, you get a slap in the face,
yeah,
I would
but
think.
You know,
you're not getting the right boot.
Because they're probably bookmarking stuff.
But
you know,
this
like
is...
Even magazines.
This is one of those
like,
things.
I think guys would buy sexy boots, and that's it. Like, what are the tallest boots? We'll get those.
This is one of those things where you wonder...
You mean hooker boots?
Hooker boots.
If Black Friday is meant for gifts or if it's meant for buying for yourself...
Yes.
But JCPenney, like one of the few things that they've done that this year that's meaningful, they've expanded on the concept of boots for her.
Yeah.
And this is big.
How do you expand on that?
Boots for the family.
Oh,
they got
well
boots
that.
For everybody.
You know what that is? That's called, they got too many emails complaining about the fact that it was boots for her. What about my husband and my children?
And they're $20.
All inclusive.
Boots are tough to get off.
Boots for the family, $20.
They really are.
$20 boots. Oh, if you got a knee problem, like forget it.
Yeah, I lived in Texas for 3 years, and I had some kick of boots, but yeah, they're tough to get on and off. But they do look good.
Now here's your other JCPenney deal.
All right,
coupons. They're giving out coupons.
$500.
If you are in line early,
buy one, get your own JCPenney free.
Yeah. You could get $500. You could get
you win the store.
You could get the $500 off a $500 purchase coupon.
All right.
The $100 off a $100 purchase coupon, or the one everyone's going to get, $10 off a $10 purchase.
You've won the factory, Charlie.
Right? Yeah. So, somebody's getting...
You win free parking.
Somebody's
it's
getting
always free. Exactly.
$500 in free stuff at JCPenney. I don't know how you'd spend $500 at JCPenney, honestly.
They still got jewelry and stuff, right?
Bedding.
Yeah.
I would
yeah.
just buy some nice
that.
Bedding, maybe.
Get some zirconia.
I would
go home. Have a tea.
I would. You know what? Don't mess with the stones. Just buy straight up gold and silver.
You can get the Roomba clone.
Which,
you can get the shark for $179.
Which, everybody knows, is top of the quality at JCPenney.
What's that? The Roomba?
Is it all... Oh, no. Sorry.
No, it's not. It's Kohl's. They're Black Friday. Guess what, kids? Kohl's cash.
Oh, that's around every year, isn't
it? Every $50 spent, you get $15 in Kohl's cash.
And
which
it expires
is,
in like 7 days after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
You've got to use it the following week, and you also get 15% off your purchase. But really, you know, what are we buying here? They got the PlayStation 4, $199, with Fortnite.
What's Fortnite?
Fortnite's that game that was popular a year ago. The kids don't.
The kiddies?
It's a mobile game. The kids don't play it anymore.
Oh. That's why it's $199.
They're somehow charging
this console.
They're $2 more on the Instant Pot. They're $20 more on the Nintendo Switch.
This is kind of silly to me. Am I seeing a GPS in the middle of the screen there?
Actually, no. That's an Amazon Echo. That's a surveillance device.
All right.
Not discussing it, Chris. Didn't you hear the memo at the start of the show?
Oh.
Would you like a Fitbit for $100?
No.
You sure you don't want a Fitbit for $100?
That's a tracker too.
This is what Kohl's has. Like $15 Kohl's cash. You spend $50.
I feel like Kohl's is trash. Somebody want to fight me on that?
I got my
sneakers from them.
Yeah,
they're
you
not
can
bad.
Get clothes and stuff so, from Kohl's. I got
so
some
here's
Kohl's.
The thing is, but Kohl's, you can't, you don't get it. You like Kohl's, you go into it, you can go in there 5 times and get nothing. Just you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
And then on that 6th time, you go in there and you get some amazing buys. Some of it's my favorite gold. Shirts, okay. Some of my favorite dresses. I got them for like less than $10, mm-hmm. and I must have spent $200. I have a friend that I used to work with, and she played the Kohl's cashback game like nobody's business.
Oh, yeah.
She came out way on top.
So she, and she continues to do it, but you have to really sort of, you have to know exactly what you want,
yeah.
and you have to pace yourself, and you have to spend the right amount to get those things, and then you spend them again, and you probably don't go back to the same store.
Mm-hmm.
You go to a different store to make sure they've got different stock.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So I'm not going to fight you on it, but I have gotten some amazing deals there, but you can't get amazing deals every time you go in there.
They're kind of like Macy's.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't have good luck with those types of stores.
It's but they're kind of like Macy's in terms of like
Zayre's is the best.
No, because Target is more like Zayre's.
Yes.
Target is like
Zayre's was a great store.
I don't know who
Christmas
makes
and
Hope was great too.
I don't know who makes these clothes, but they're super cheap and you know, I don't have money so I can buy them. Like Kohl's has like Macy's quality clothing.
Yeah.
And so, and Dot's right. Sometimes you go in there and you're like,
But that's what I'm trying to say is that sometimes you go in there and you'll get this amazing deal. Like, I can't, like, they used to have these things called crinkle shirts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and I remember those.
The crinkle shirts, they're expensive, but, you know, you twist them when you dry them, you line dry them and mm-hmm. stuff like that. They're really expensive, but when they're marked down, like, I must have bought, like, 8 shirts for $5
a
piece.
Because
they were on sale and they were really cheap. Some of my favorite dresses, like I said, less than $100 at Kohl's. I mean, but you can't do it every time. Macy's, I will buy anything from Macy's online. Mm. You go into the store, they don't have anything in my size. Yeah. There's nothing.
I don't know.
I gave up on most stores. I was a TJ Maxx Marshalls person, and then I discovered Goodwill and Savers, and now like everything I wear is, like this outfit was $12. I paid $4 for the sweater, $3 for the jeans, and $5 for the boots.
I don't know how I missed this, but this is going back to JCPenney's.
All right, go back to Penny's.
Which is trying to find another way to compete this holiday season. They've brought back the sharper image.
Penny's is still around?
Yeah, and they have a sharper image store. You may remember, if you're of a certain age, when the sharper image was good.
Yeah.
And not just cheap knockoff Chinese crap electronics fancy box.
When it was good, it was like nobody could afford what they sold, though.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you.
It was like the store you went into, look around, this is cool,
like,
but you never bought anything.
Brookstone is kind of like that, too. Yeah. It's sort of like, here's a store full of some really nice stuff that nobody really needs. But...
Guess what other brand JCPenney has resurrected this holiday season? That's right. Brookstone.
Oh, look at that. See,
yeah. The difference between the Brookstone crappy stuff and the Sharper Image crappy stuff is the Brookstone stuff costs more.
Right.
So the Brookstone headphones are $60, while the Sharper Image earbuds and headphones are $15. That's not a good price to pay for any of those things. We have a $50 wireless karaoke machine. From the Sharper Image.
That makes me think of that scene in When Harry Met Sally, when they're singing Surrey with the Fringe on Top. That's in a Sharper Image.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's super high quality.
It has 2 songs on it.
We have the $99.99 Brookstone digital photo frame. But the one that everybody is really excited about is the $20 Brookstone mini massager. You know, that's the one that you hold in your hand, and it just vibrates pleasantly.
I know.
And they've got the
that and your weighted blanket, right, Chris?
How many settings on that mini massager there?
I don't think they tell you. You've got to find that out for yourself.
Different attachments, though.
Yeah,
I guess you cover.
Well, no, there's only one attachment. But
slow, medium, and oh my god.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. Slow, medium,
and
oh my god.
True story, I think I have that
god.
On a keychain from Spencer's from like 1986.
Spencer Gifts. Now, there's a good store.
Yeah. They don't discount on Black Friday.
No.
So that's JCPenney. They're giving you Sharper Image and Brookstone, at least the brands. Kmart, is the one near you still open, Chris?
It's closing in December. They're going to start getting rid of every bit of stock in the store.
They're not even going to make it until Christmas.
I don't think they will either.
Well, they get rid of all the good stuff.
Yeah.
All the good stuff is basically sold to other stores and stuff, and then they'll have like the leftover crap.
They're going to sell fixtures and things like that.
Yeah, shelving and things like that.
Yeah, if you want to get someone a mannequin this holiday season.
That's what Toys R Us was like.
You know what? I would actually be down maybe for that because I do some reselling online.
Yeah. If you want to get someone a mannequin or some wire shelving units, check out the Kmart in Billerica.
Pretty much.
Because they're going to have them just in time for Christmas.
Or as my GPS says, Billerica.
I am stunned that Kmart is even doing Black Friday deals.
The pronunciation is Billerica.
Yeah.
Because they're just liquidating everything before the end of the month anyway.
Yeah.
But I guess they're going to give it one final...
We're giving away everything in the store.
Yeah.
And mostly the last few years have all been holiday stuff.
They're like, everything must
People
go
in and barbecue stuff.
Yeah,
barbecue stuff and holiday stuff is always in there.
So here's their Black Friday doorbusters. 50% off sleepwear for the family, because we can do family pajamas.
Really, I call it the sad Walmart.
Sad
Walmart.
And we've got the Papa Bear, Mama Bear, and Baby Bear theme, because that's adorable.
Get ready.
I
was like, Derek, there's your future right there.
This is the end of the red light special.
How about a $30 6-foot Christmas tree? It's artificial. It's unlit. Like, who even sells an unlit tree anymore?
Oh, rude.
Yeah.
Light that thing up.
Here's one I like. You're going to want to rush out and get this. These are $18. One-tenth carat total weight diamond stud earrings in sterling silver.
Can you call them studs at that size?
I'm guessing that these are significantly enlarged in the ad here. Because one-tenth carat weight...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that you can actually see that.
Yeah, I know.
That's like sprinkled with diamond powder, I guess, is what happened with that.
They walked it by a real diamond.
Yeah, they showed it a picture of a diamond.
You do know that the smaller the diamond, the more... So you can wear fake diamonds that are teeny tiny, and people will think that they're actual real diamonds because they're so small.
Yeah. Well, Kmart's got an answer to that, and it's $18. The one thing I do like at Kmart that they've done pretty consistently through the years is deals on games and puzzles. Like, you can get Uno for $5. That's a great gift for somebody. You can get Sorry for $5.
I used to buy games like that were cheap for, like, the Toys for Tots, so you could get more bang for the buck.
Yes. Yeah. And they've got the $5 Barbie Beach, Barbie Basic Fashion, or Chelsea Dolls.
Who's Chelsea?
Barbie Biatch.
She's Barbie's friend. Yeah.
So she's part of the Barbie universe.
Yes.
What happened to Ken?
Ken's, Ken got Me Too'd out of the picture.
Yeah, Ken's done.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe kind of moved in.
Yeah.
You know.
Barbie's...
Chelsea moved in.
Barbie's exploring different lifestyles these days is really what it comes down to. So Kmart, that's pretty much, great place to go for cheap Barbie dolls, cheap games and card games for the kids.
Or just a lot of sad children mulling about.
Yeah. Well, sad adults, too. Like, because everybody in there is going to lose their job before Christmas.
And it looks like nothing is ever fixed
in
there.
Lucky.
Nothing's ever fixed. Nothing's ever cleaned. It's just a disaster.
Yeah.
I always wondered that about, like, Building 19 or, like, the job lot nowadays.
Yeah, Building 19
like, when they open
awful.
A new one, Ugh. Is it, like, already a dump inside?
Is it pre-distressed?
Exactly.
I never understood.
Or does it just gradually gather its Depends fuck?
$10,000-$20,000 rugs just sitting there at the Building 19 over
crazy.
And over. It's like, and nobody was even watching the store.
I know.
Here's a great gift from Kmart.
I missed that store.
This is a men's.
So I got all my rugs.
This is a men's holiday T-shirt. It's got a drawing of a Christmas tree on it, and underneath that, in script writing, it says "lit."
Nice.
Because that's so today.
That silent sound is my eyes rolling in the back.
They call me Ranch because I'm dressing.
What else have we got? Baby Alive Potty Dance.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I don't want to know.
It's prophetic.
Really don't want to know what Baby Alive Potty Dance is. It's,
oh, you will know.
I'm going to say, give it a couple
baby
months.
We'll
It's $40.
Baby Alive. Baby alive.
$40 baby if you want to bring the potty dance home. Last chance to shop Sears. I don't know. Do they even still have merchandise in the store?
They've been teasing that for years, I feel like.
There's one near me.
Sears up in Nash was closing, or is it closed?
I think it's closed.
Yeah.
I think that's gone. There's still one in Saugus.
Well, they've got the ad at least.
Yeah, and again, 8 pages of just sadness and mediocrity.
J-U-N-Q-U-E.
Doorbusters, spend $100, get $100 store-wide cash back in points. I don't know if you want to be signing a points deal with Sears at this point.
No.
You know? I don't think you're ever going to redeem those points.
You know what's funny
points.
Is that, like, the Toys R Us ended up doing that at the end, too.
Yeah.
They had the points going all the way up to the end, and then it was worthless.
It's like, wait, what am I going to do with these points? Too bad.
Sell them on eBay.
Are these exchangeable?
Yeah.
Hang on to those points, kids.
Here's your doorbuster, 50% off Kenmore and Elite Laundry Pairs. Apparently, this is a thing now. People are buying appliances on Black Friday. So 50% off if they cost more than $999 each. Why are you buying those appliances at Sears? They're 50% off. This is, once again, a half-decent deal. This is a Craftsman 450-piece mechanics tool set. This is a two-person lift. Don't try and take this out of the store by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to put the two-person lift sticker on it after you wrap it and wrangle it under the tree.
Mm-hmm.
$189. $189.99. 59% off. That's an entire shop full of tools for less than $200. And it's Craftsman. So
that's the good stuff.
That's the good stuff. Go to Sears.
You could fix your car, kid.
Get that. There is nothing else at Sears.
Because you know with Craftsman, if it breaks, you just bring it back to the store and... Oh, never mind.
No, because Lowe's is Craftsman now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so you can take it to Lowe's and say, hey... I bought this at Sears, and then they're going to laugh at you.
Well, you
and
you're say,
like,
hey.
Oh, you're the last one that shopped at Sears?
Oh, you're the one that bought it?
I don't know that any of this merchandise is actually in the stores, so I don't know why they're 25% off work boots, 50% off Wolverines.
Wouldn't you like to see a giant 12-page ad that just says, go to our website?
40% off. That's pretty much what all these are.
Yeah.
Because everything here is like... All the Black Friday deals are at Sears.com.
I get the Costco ad. It always says stuff that you can only get at Costco.com.
Like,
why send this?
Why did you bother? Why did you bother with this? Macy's, right? Used to be reliable. Used to be pretty good. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the front page of Macy's Black Friday.
Now they're bold-faced liars.
Incredible doorbusters while supplies last. Free after rebate offers.
Oh. After rebate offers?
That's not the word.
Would you like a 1.5 quart slow cooker free after rebate?
No.
How about Luminarc 4-piece glassware sets free after rebate?
No.
How about Stearns and Foster pillows?
No.
No.
They're free after rebate?
No.
Sedona aluminum fry pans?
No.
Isaac Johnson loves Sesame Street plush.
Now, wait a second.
Yeah.
No, wait. No, that's Isaac. Isaac Mizrahi loves Sesame Street plush figures.
Oh, forget it then.
Those are free.
No.
After rebate.
No.
That's their Black Friday.
I don't want it.
That's it. That's it. Plus, they got the $10 and $20 off coupons. That's it.
Chris, would you like a nice salami sandwich?
It's like we
That'd
got.
Be good. That's a nice snack good. For the.
Go we down got like silk.
We got free stuff after rebate. Come on down to Macy's and get the deals. Horrifying.
I have a non sequitur here. I have a question coming in that was texted me by one of our listeners. Wanted to know whatever happened to Skippy.
Skippy.
Barbie's friend.
Skipper.
Skipper.
Squanto!
Skipper. Who was Skipper? Was
she, that? She was her like little sister or cousin.
Yeah.
Her little sister.
Yeah, I think it was that she looked too much like Barbie. Like she was just like
Oh, so she was sold
smaller.
Into sexual slavery is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what that was code for.
I just wanted to make sure.
Like, the girls weren't into flat-chested Barbie, apparently, is really what Skipper
was. I was
going
to say she was essentially flat-chested Barbie.
Barbie harvested her for parts.
to stay young.
Dick's Sporting Goods, 20% off everything.
Way to go, Dick.
Or no, 25% off everything.
Yeah.
Does that compel you more?
No.
No.
Who cares?
I just want to make sure I'm still following along. So are you suggesting that Dick's Sporting Goods is not long for the world?
Well, the other sporting goods chains are shutting down. Like Olympia is on their last legs. Bob's is gone.
Yeah.
So I think Dick's is going to be okay. But they're not giving anybody a reason to come shop with them. Like 25% off everything in the store. I get that on an average Tuesday. And it's coming on Black Friday for that.
I get my medicine balls from Amazon.
That's right. AC Moore. They're going to be gone at the start of the new year.
Don't they make paint?
And I think part of the reason why...
Arts and crafts stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to bring on the discount yarn, baby.
Yeah, they're not... I didn't really see any yarn discounts here. I think part of the reason...
There's always...
You can make a manger.
Michael's has yarn at, I think, 40% off on
I know
Friday.
Michael.
Oh, okay.
I know so, Michael. That's
not
a good
that I need
guy.
Any
He's
more yarn.
Guy.
I need to work through the yarn I already have first, but you know how it works.
But I think this is part of the problem, because you think AC Moore, you're like, oh, arts and crafts. Well,
we're
apparently,
all working through our yarn.
They're big Black Friday deals. These are 10 hours only. What have we got here? We've got 10-drawer rolling cart for $25. Roll adhesive. $4.
What's annoying about them is they don't actually have, maybe it's also Michael's, but one or two or all of these websites outside of Joann's Fabrics does not allow you to shop on their website. And
right.
It's really annoying.
Yeah, you just
go to their website, it's just like patterns and ideas, and I'm like, what is the point of having a website in 2019 if it's just that?
Right.
That's a blog, that's not a website.
Your choice of earmuff headphones.
Love them.
21 Sharpies.
21 Sharpies.
Gingerbread kits.
Wait, how much are the Sharpies?
Well, we'll get to that.
Including the eggnog Sharpies.
Or a gallon of glue,
$5.
Get out
of here.
Yeah. A whole gallon? Yeah, a whole gallon of glue,
$5. Why not paste? Do they serve the paste that you can eat?
I thought you could eat the glue. That would like feed a family of four.
5-gallon jug of glue, and then the weighted blanket.
Oh, we could have some fun.
Some Instant Pot.
Todd's over here playing Dr. And, Evil.
And afterwards...
Like, and all we need is some train tracks.
Afterwards, for just $5, Famous Maker. I think they're a reputable brand, Famous Maker.
Yeah.
Famous Maker boxed footwear. Men's or women's slippers, $5.
All I know is I like my footwear boxed.
It's probably deer foam or something like that.
And then we glue the slippers to the...
Now, I these deals are part of the reason that these guys are going under, because they're not good deals or good products. The Sharpies are good. I'll take 21 Sharpies
for
$5.
Oh, I love Sharpies.
But you're an arts and crafts store, right? People are coming in.
That's what I'm trying to ask. Are the Sharpies all the same color?
No, it's a color.
It's a rainbow.
It's yeah.
a medley. 21 colors. It's
a medley of Sharpies.
It's a set. It's a...
multi-color.
I love Sharpies.
If this would ever...
Because you can smell them.
Load. Yeah. This is the Sharpie Special Edition 21 Count Set.
I had an old whale's ink. It was like a Sharpie, but it was whale's ink. God, that thing smelled fantastic. As a kid, oh my God.
I think the other problem they have is they they never should have carried this product in the first place.
I think
this
explains a lot.
This is, I don't know what this does, but it's called Zuru Pets Alive Boppy the Booty Shaking Llama.
The Booty Shaking Llama.
Nice.
Boppy. The Booty Shaking Llama. Call it by its proper name.
I believe that was Chris's nickname in high school.
Were you the Booty Shaking Llama?
Yes. My reunion is Friday,
Bobby.
So I'm expecting some numbers by the end of the night.
I know I know Shay has been known to engage in some booty shaking, but, you know...
I'm Irish, so it's like diet booty shaking.
When economic times are challenging, you don't want to be gambling your business's future on Boppy the Booty Shaking Llama.
No.
Because if it fails, it's going to fail hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
Booties of the cutie steady, shaken, but relaxed.
Really not what you're looking for. Did you know that there are Nerf pet toys now?
Yes.
Pet toys?
Yeah.
Like you throw them and they catch them?
Yeah, you know, there's like a Nerf...
Chew toys.
There's Nerf chew toys.
For dogs and...
The pets are going to eat the Nerf anyway.
Okay.
But they also have a gun that you can use to fire balls for your dog to fetch.
What?
Yeah.
How big are these things that you're shooting at the dog?
I'd imagine they're like a little bigger than a ping pong ball. They're standard like Nerf size thing.
Okay. Not quite big enough so that you could fit the hamster in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How big is that projectile?
So I think... See, it's tough to tell because they throw them all on one page.
Do you have to have an FID card.
You look at it, you're like, no. No. You don't need a background check to own the Nerf pet gun. It's a 12-inch ball blaster.
But you do need an ID for the 5 gallons of glue.
Oh, it's tennis. All right, it shoots tennis balls.
Yep.
So we know what size those are. But the thing that I wanted to point out is if you go to PetSmart on Black Friday, it is half off small pets.
Small pets.
Yeah, so you can get hamsters.
Wow. I saw the sign and that's cool. In the door yesterday. Yeah.
No, this is cool.
Ooh, I want a guinea pig. Maybe
hamsters,
I'll hit up.
Guinea pigs.
Maybe I'd be down. I was going to say, I want a guinea pig.
I'm going to name it Derek because I've learned about it on the show.
50% off. My advice is spend the money, get two. One of them might live until Christmas.
Winston, you can get a chinchilla.
Chinchillas are great.
Yeah. They're half off chinchillas.
They eat tacos.
I have to get a male guinea pig. I already decided I want to name it Oink Master Flex. That's going to be its name.
And by the way, this is the only place where you're going to get half off a chinchilla this holiday season.
And yeah, if you get enough of them, you can make a coat.
That's true.
Nice.
That's true.
And I want a hamster that's, I'm going to call him Grand Master Flash.
And at half off, at half off, you might actually get a discount on that coat. It is WMFO Medford. It is our annual look at Black Friday and American holiday consumerism. When we come back, the strangest deals of the past, of this Black Friday. See, Shay, I'm in like, you know, that's the thing that happened mode. But when we come back, some of the most bizarre deals of this Black Friday, there is a war.
And our favorite deals.
There is an old school Black Friday retail war going on, and you, the consumer, are a winner. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about where to get our favorite Black Friday deal. That's right.
Nice.
Free firearms, kids, here on WMFO Medford. Sunday.
Heaven Scent Fragrance by Helena Rubinstein. Spray it on and heavenly things happen. Heaven Scent. Splash in it. Laugh in it. Live in it. Love in it. You'll find Heaven Scent Fragrance at Helena Rubinstein counters everywhere.
Suddenly, you are all of the things that you want to be. A little bit naughty, but heavenly in Heaven Scent. Heaven Scent.
Sweet honesty. Sweet honesty. Body's kissed with silky talc and powder mist, so wonderful. Bath perfumes, the splash and spray, feeling fresh and clean in every way.
So beautiful.
Yes, so lovely in her open, kind way.
Avon brings you a whole new after bath experience. Sweet Honesty. Sweet Honesty Talc. Perfumed powder mist. After bath freshener. Sweet Honesty. It's beautiful, baby.
Sweet Honesty.
That's what she brought me.
Sweet, sweet honesty.
That is just what she taught me.
Sweet, sweet honesty.
That's how she called me.
Sweet Honesty. Only from your Avon lady.
And mystery that's just for you. And you. And you. And you. Mystery date. Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream? Or a dud?
Oh!
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date. Remember, Milton Bradley makes the best games in the world. So girls,
open the door for your mystery date.
Get mystery date.
Get Star Wars posters at Burger Chef.
R2-D2, hurry up.
That's right. Four posters featuring the stars of Star Wars are at Burger Chef.
We'd like a Star Wars poster, please. R2. It's our lucky day. It's us.
Just buy a large serving of Coca-Cola for 49 cents at participating burger chefs, and a Star Wars poster is yours to control. There are four spectacular full-color Star Wars posters in all, so start your collection today.
Artu, I think we'd better leave.
Star Wars posters, only at Burger Chef, while supplies last.
Country is a thing we know and share. We're here to build a better life for you because we care. The things you wear, the world you live in, are a part of our life too. And we're here to keep them looking good for you, looking good for you.
Satin suede, drapes and sweaters, suits and coats, woolens and leathers, everything, whenever, whatever, dry clean when you care. Satin suede, drapes and sweaters, suits and coats, woolens and leathers, things you want to keep forever, dry clean when you care. Dry clean when you care.
Our country has come a long way and accomplished much in the past 200 years. Our people have grown strong through the development of advanced technology, better health, and I think one could proudly say, an overall better way of life for everyone. There are many great industries at work in America today, providing the goods and services to sustain and protect this remarkable life that we've come to know, and with this better life has come a mode of living wherein our people have discovered the pride of being able to dress better and more elegantly furnish their homes. And that's where we come in, because we're a part of the proud lives of millions of Americans everywhere today. We're the 10,000 members of the International Fabricare Institute, and we're here to know about and care for the many fabrics that you wear and use in your home and throughout industry. Our members have come to know the strength that lies in a common voice to speak out stronger on the operation of our industry and the pride and future of our hardworking people. The International Fabricare Institute is dedicated to professionalism in laundering and dry cleaning through knowledge, research, and consumer fairness. Our membership looks proudly to community involvement, to a continuing investment in the best people and equipment, and our 10,000 professional members are here to deliver lasting pride and service to the fabrics that cover America and her people.
Things you wear, the way you feel, are a living part of you. And we'll keep your life looking good, that's what we're here to do. The things you wear, the world you live in, are a part of our life too. And we're here to keep them looking good for you. Looking good. And sweaters, suits and coats, woolens and leathers, everything, whenever, whatever, dry clean when you care. Satin suede, drapes and sweaters, suits and coats, woolens and leathers, things you want to keep forever, dry clean when you care. Dry clean when you care. Do, 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 do.
If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford, it is Thanksgiving Eve. It is Blackout Wednesday. It is Drinksgiving. It is our annual salute to American holiday consumerism. Taking a look at the best Black Friday deals, such as they are bad this year.
Yeah, nothing really. I like the pets thing. I think everybody should get a hamster.
I think half off.
Hamster from Uncle Chris.
I think half off a chinchilla is probably the best deal that we've come across so far.
I wouldn't know what to do with a chinchilla. What do you feed it?
I don't know.
You hang out with it.
Yeah.
Hey, can you do it just like a hamster? Because I had hamsters.
I think
before.
So. I don't know.
It's a lot bigger.
Is it like a Mexican hamster, a chinchilla?
Wow.
I don't know.
Shay.
I'm tired.
Yeah. Shay Spillane's like, why can't I hear myself in the headphones? Because they're around
my
neck.
Because my headphones are around my neck.
Oh, my God.
It's been a long day, guys.
All right, so.
It started raining right when I left Hanover. It just didn't want me to.
Better to have the headphones around your neck rather than the scarf.
They're native of the Andes.
That's a good sign.
So here are some interesting deals.
Yeah, how old did you came all the way from Hanover to do this show?
Yep.
Oh, God.
There might be some stuff here that.
I came from Billerica.
There might be some stuff here that's valuable to somebody. Ocean State Job Lot.
Yes, bring it to me. I love that place.
You may have one
now
near
we're
you.
Talking.
They're doing a thing that they called Crazy Deals.
Oh, yeah.
And these are appropriately named.
Oh, you got to talk about that one that's two down.
Buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seed for $29.99.
this is something my brother Russ would buy.
Get a $20 Crazy Deal gift card free.
Yeah.
And then what do you do with the 50 pounds of, I don't know.
Dude, I got you 50 pounds of black oil sunflower seed.
I don't know. We got a $25 oversized plush monkey.
Nice. I like that thing.
That's human size,
Do I get a crazy deal with that? Or
no, you don't.
Damn.
No, there's no crazy deal on that.
You get a few crazy looks. That's about it.
Buy a 4-foot shop light for $15. Get a $14.99 crazy deal gift card free.
Dorothy has a Job Lart credit card.
No.
Is it a credit card?
I present it ahead of time. I'm an insider.
Oh, you're an insider.
Just so you guys know, if you have any questions, listen. I'm an insider.
I'm an insider, too.
Are there any insider deals on
Danny
the
and
job
I got
lot?
Them.
I don't want to brag or nothing. But look at this. Booyah!
There you go.
Oh, you're not messing around.
Spend $20 on multi-pack hand and body warmers. Get a $20 crazy deal gift card free. And the gift of warm hands and feet all holiday season.
I have a Walgreens balanced rewards card for my prescriptions.
Can I ask you a question? Have either of you ever been able to redeem anything on that Walgreens card?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, really? We'll have to talk later.
I give them my phone number.
No, yes, no, but I what do I'm too.
I gave him Molly's phone number.
What? That's why maybe I need to give him. I have never been able to redeem anything on that Walgreens card. Nothing.
I redeemed points today, as a matter of fact.
Buy a Farberware 14-piece knife set for $20. Get a $10 crazy deal gift card free. I don't know that that's such a great deal.
No, and a $50 emergency room visit when it breaks off into the steak you're eating.
I like the bird seed.
$50? Where were you going? Yeah.
I like the bird seed.
More like $150.
I'm a state child.
Buy a LifeSmart 4-element infrared heater for $49.99. Get a $20 crazy deal gift card free. You know what you do with that $20 crazy deal gift card? Buy smoke detectors. Mm-hmm. Because you just bought a $50 space heater.
Ooh, Bob's Red Mill, 30% off.
You know what would annoy me in the call centers when I was working there years ago? People would buy those space heaters and they'd leave them on. And I'm like, oh my God, you're going to kill everybody in the building.
Listen,
what are you doing?
I used to have a huge problem with that. in every office I ever worked in. And in fact, my last job, there was a girl who used to burn candles at her desk who had papers everywhere. And I had to go and say, listen.
We're talking to you, Tufts Health Plan.
No, this was actually at the Tufts Health Plan. No. But Tufts Health Plan was included in the heater thing. That was the start of my history of seeing these heaters. But it continued all the way to like Lightbridge and then the other company that I just left as well. But yeah, I couldn't. I almost died when I walked to her desk. She was covered in papers, total slob, nothing organized, and burning candle.
Crazy.
Get out of here.
Any candles for sale at the Ocean Job Lot?
No, I didn't see any.
No, but Yankee Candle is doing a bunch of buy one, get one BOGO stuff.
But to go with that space heater, if you buy a 10-year smoke carbon monoxide detector with voice warning for $60, you get a $30 Crazy Deal gift card free. Mm-hmm. So you just got to think about it, and you can put all these deals together.
Yep.
And actually stay warm and somewhat safe this holiday season. Excuse me. GameStop. Remember them? They're going to be gone next year.
Yeah. They're going to be selling pops.
So if you insist on getting that Nintendo Switch deal, which isn't that great, GameStop will actually give you a $25 gift coupon if you buy that. So you get the crappy Switch with the free game, and you get $25 you can spend on something that won't work because it's the broken Nintendo Switch. But, you know, GameStop will save you another $25 on that. GameStop has gotten into the small appliances business this holiday season because when I think small appliances, I think GameStop. So you can get a hot air popcorn popper shaped like a Pokeball. That's fun. That's $29.99. For just $19.99, you can get the Super Mario Mushroom. I think this is a pancake maker. They say it's a waffle maker, but
it is your waffle maker.
These don't look like waffles. It looks like it looks like a One Up mushroom, but it's a waffle maker. There it is, right there. It makes a One Up mushroom shaped
Super Mario
waffle. $20. You know, you'll be proud to have that in your home.
How many mushroom waffles do you need?
Put it on your granite countertop, and your friends will be envious.
One.
Yes.
What's a friend?
Old Navy. You know the deal. 50% off everything. Typical. And they're doing the $1 cozy sock. I think if you want two socks, it's $2.
Cozy sock.
Yeah, it's a cozy sock.
I get some great socks.
But if you buy the $1 cozy sock, they will donate $1 to the Boys and Girls Clubs up to $1 million.
How do you know that?
Well, they say because it's in the ad.
You don't see them give them $1 million.
Chris, are you suggesting that a flyer would lie to
them? I don't think they do that.
Meanwhile, the children in China that are making all this stuff, they're like, I just got paid 2 cents so that you could give away socks for like no money. Thanks.
Now, I mentioned that there's an old-fashioned Black Friday war going on, right? We got the Home Depot Black Friday ad scan, and there's a lot of places, if you buy a battery, they'll throw in a power tool with it.
Really?
Ace is doing it, Lowe's is doing it, Home Depot's doing it, everybody's doing it. But the real deal on Black Friday that we know at Home Depot's
makes sense.
The poinsettias.
What?
Right?
Poinsettias?
It's the cheap poinsettias, all right?
This is the hunt. I'm going to the Home Depot.
The 1.4 quart.
You come home drunk with wood and a poinsettia for the wife.
The 1.4 quart live poinsettia, 99 cents.
Yeah.
Do you know how many poinsettias you can chuck around your house for that kind of money?
Listen, you don't even have to do that. You just wait until it gets a little closer to Christmas and just go into any office building in the state and you just take whatever
you want.
Because they just give them away.
I remember all the people at the last place I worked at. They were grabbing them December 23rd.
But wait,
Everybody in my family used to get one.
I told you there's a war on, and the consumer wins. Lowe's is challenging Home Depot's poinsettia dominance.
Wow. 98 cents?
50 cents.
Wow.
For a 1 quart poinsettia.
Is that the same size?
It's a slightly smaller poinsettia.
Yep. Isn't
the Home Depot one is a 1.4 quart.
Isn't Home Depot and Lowe's owned by the same Uber Corporation?
No.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
One is the blue store, and the other one is the orange store. They're totally different.
Yep.
So, I actually need a new drill, so maybe I'll take advantage of this Home Depot thing.
I actually needed a new battery, and I bought a drill. And I have an extra drill because I needed the battery.
There you go.
Anytime I get 20 poinsettias for $10, That's a good deal.
Put a hamster in there.
That's a good deal. Yeah.
You got a good gift for somebody. You
get those. Get your half off chinchilla.
Stick a chinchilla, Mexican hamster in there.
And, you know, will the chinchilla eat the crazy deal bird seed that they've got over Job Lot?
It'll eat the glue.
There you go. We'll feed it the glue. So poinsettias, take your pick, man.
Yeah.
50-cent poinsettias.
You could take the glue and stick the poinsettia and a hamster, like, on somebody's door. And when they come home, that's Christmas.
You know, if you actually took care of the poinsettia, you wouldn't have to buy new ones every year.
That's true. But the glue is so cheap.
Cabela's.
Not
what they used to be. Since they merged with Bass Pro Shops, they've stopped doing the big giveaways.
Let me hear your guns.
Now, but...
Let me hear your guns.
If you got some shooting to do...
And who doesn't?
They do have some great deals on ammunition this Black Friday, including 9mm ammo for 18 cents a round.
Stock up.
And Lord knows, if you're firing a 9mm... you need a lot of ammo for that.
What if you're shooting blanks?
You still need the brass.
They can't help you with that.
So we get the 5-gallon thing of glue, the weighted blanket, and then you decorate it with the shells, with the gun shells.
You just lightly throw some gun shells around the blanket.
If you need some...
right near that infrared heater.
If you need some 223 rounds, just 33 cents. So, you know, that's... That's an incredible deal.
You can just buy them. Let me just tell everybody. You can buy them and just take a hammer and just a piece of wood, and you slam the back of the bullet into the wood, and it works. It blows up. It's awesome.
Now.
This doesn't sound like I'm thinking about this theoretically thing. This sounds like if we go into your garage right now.
Ammunition isn't the only reason
we'll find what we need.
That you want to shop at Cabela's and Bass Pro Shops.
Mm-hmm.
They have other things. If you really hate the parents of a child,
you really hate somebody
with a kid, this is your gift. This is 40% off. Converts toilet paper into clean spitballs.
Ugh.
This is the toilet paper spitball gun.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Kids these days can't even use their own spit for spitballs.
This is a toilet paper blaster's skid shot spitball gun.
Skid shot?
Yeah, they call it the skid shot.
That's pretty disgusting. Ooh.
Doesn't have to be clean toilet paper, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
For just $15.
And you soiled toilet paper.
You load your toilet paper roll onto this thing. And it will just shoot spitballs all day, all night.
That's handy. Until, I kind of want one for myself.
Until the toilet paper runs out. If you hate somebody and they have a small boy, oh boy.
Don't even think about it for you know who.
Best,
I know you.
Best
don't even think about
gift
it. Not for us.
Ever.
Nephew?
I'm ordering.
I was going to say, that has Derek's thinking of getting this for Molly's nephew.
I'm going to bring it to WMFL next week.
Now, the other thing, they have excellent inflatable decorations.
Ugh.
At Cabela's and Bass Pro
Shops.
I
thought you were always against the inflatables.
I am. But if you're going to buy one, buy one that makes a statement.
Well, you know what? Santa with a big Cabela plane, that's pretty cool.
Oh, please. That's amateur hour. The one that we want is the 7-foot-tall Santa and Frosty with a shotgun in the deer blind.
Wow.
So you got a snowman with a shotgun leaning out of a deer blind, 7 feet tall on your front lawn. That will keep carolers away.
That's true.
That's how you caroler-proof your house. It will probably keep most porch pirates from setting foot on your property as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a nice sentiment there.
Ooh, 4 words to ruin Thanksgiving. Go change grandma's diaper.
Hmm. Hmm.
Doesn't ruin her Thanksgiving, though.
But the deal we've been waiting for. The deal that speaks to our times, the thing that we look for every holiday season. If you are inclined to drive to Elmira, New York, which is the closest place
one often finds
where you can get this.
Elmira.
Elmira's not that far. Elmira's central southern New York, just really? Over the Pennsylvania line. It's in the central part of the state.
Let's see here.
Folks, we got a free gun.
There we go.
Buy a Ruger AR-556 MPR semi-automatic rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And
5-hour, 37-minute drive.
Mm-hmm. Kids, that's a killing machine right
come
there.
Come up there to Elmira. We'll
get
give you a free gun.
Damage with that one.
Get a free Ruger 10/22.
French fry.
Buy one rifle, get one
get
free.
Some French fry Books. Potatoes. And in Elmira, we get free guns.
You got a pretty mouth.
Folks, whatever 2020 brings you.
One for you, one for your gal.
Whatever 2020 brings you.
His and hers.
Two rifles.
You want two
Should
rifles,
help you get through the
his
year.
His and hers.
Mm-hmm. And you could go out and you could spend $1,000 to get these rifles, or you could get one for $750 bucks.
I can offer you a Kaiser blade.
And the other one for free.
Also called a sling blade. Mm-hmm.
Get yourself a free Ruger. All you got to do is go to Elmira. I don't know how many.
Damn,
these,
Elmira.
I don't know how many of these free Rugers they're gonna have.
My heart is on fire for Elmira.
By the way,
giddy up a jingle.
Handguns still expensive this holiday season. So, not getting your handguns shooting on for less.
Wow, wow.
That's what we got, kids. That's Black Friday 2020. It sucks. Or 2019. It's terrible. It's bad.
Yay.
So, is Black Friday on its way out?
If this year is any indication, I don't know how much longer we're going to be doing the show, because it's bad.
I know how much longer I'm doing it.
It's
Nine
bad.
9 minutes.
Yeah, well, you know, until next year, and hopefully it comes back. But we've still
Black Friday is going the way of the Hanover Mall.
We still got
rest in peace.
We still
the
got
way
a,
of the oh, dodo. Yeah.
We still got a few minutes left here, and usually it's what are you thankful for, and everybody says family. So we all know that we're thankful for that. So this year, I am going to ask the question of what are you hoping that you will find under the tree, or the bush, or the outstretched arms of the pagan deity that you bow to.
How'd you know?
On the 25th thereof of December. We'll make this as non-denominational as possible. Dot, what are you hoping for these holidays?
For them to be over.
Mm.
Honestly, I spend most of Christmas smiling and laughing and my fists balled up. Just waiting for the nighttime to come so that it's all over.
Popular sentiment right there, yes, at this time
of year.
Sorry
to be a Debbie Downer, but
that's how
I feel.
No. Spare a thought for the people who are on the front lines of dealing with the public this holiday season, because it is not the most wonderful time of the year.
No, it is not.
Danielle, what are you hoping to find?
You know, we don't really do the gift thing that much anymore, and I can't say that I want for anything, so I would just probably just take some free weed.
Nice. All right, Santa. Bring some medicinal goodness over Daniela's way. Wife?
Some Christmas trees.
I don't really know. I haven't really thought
yes,
about it
Yes, you do.
You're going to find Derek
under
the tree.
You want a computer. We already know
naked.
That.
Yeah, I do.
Wearing nothing but a Santa hat.
No, I don't.
Not if our doctors have anything to
God
say
God
about that.
Yeah, not if our doctors have anything to say.
Just with a free gun.
Exactly. Probably a new laptop.
Yeah. Anything else?
Nothing really.
Like peace, love, happiness. Donald Trump has a coronary.
That, yeah. And a healthy kid.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good. Yeah. Chase Blaine?
Yeah.
New pair of black Chuck Taylors because my old ones are ruined. And nice. A big old wad of cash.
There you go.
I'm getting, because I'm getting my new tattoo, but I need two sessions. And I have the money for the first one, but not the second. Hey, Dad, you know how I hate that I have tattoos? At least make sure I get a good one. Money, money, money.
You please. Haven't heard 5 pound box of money yet. Chris Earl?
My license for tattooing so I could finish Shay's tattoo
nice.
At a reasonable price.
Oh, and a restraining order against Chris Earl.
Oh,
I'd like
please.
That as well.
We've already tried that. It does not work.
Winston.
I gotta have Elmira stuck in my head for
this
a week,
is a time
son
to,
of a bitch.
To reflect, and it's a time for giving. So what I'm looking for is not for me, but for Jennifer, for her to have me under her tree.
Nice. There you go.
You're such a giver.
I'm a giving kind of guy.
What about
you?
Me?
You've got answers.
You know what I'm hoping to find is listeners again next year. Great folks to share this show with. And you know what? A fifth of something powerful and refined.
And a
aged.
In a pear tree.
A fifth of something aged and refined is always a nice find under the tree.
A bourbon.
Squanto!
Some old Mr. Boston eggnog.
That's what I'm hoping to find. Yeah. Squanto. Happy Squanto, everybody.
Squanto.
Hey,
happy very Squanto Thanksgiving. Remember happy Squanto's Thanksgiving. Example to the pilgrims. Thank you for tuning in once again. We will be back again with this next year. Hopefully, we'll see how things go. And as you celebrate the holidays, we remind you, not everything has to be perfect. Even the best sometimes go wrong. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye. I love you.
Where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. Do you really mean that?
So in other words, I'd start half a second late.
Don't you think you really want to say July over the snow? Isn't that the fun of it?
If you make it almost when that shot disappears, it'll make my...
I think it's so nice that you see a snow-covered field and say every July peas grow there. We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. We aren't even in the fields, you see.
Yeah, we aren't.
We're talking about them growing and she's picked them.
Yeah.
What?
In July.
I don't understand you then. What must be over for July?
When we get out of that snowy field.
When I was out, we were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas when I said in July.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, always.
In July.
I'm always past that.
You are?
Yes. Okay. Well, that's about where I say in July.
Can you emphasize a bit in July?
Why? That doesn't make any sense. Sorry. There's no known way of saying an English sentence in which you begin a sentence with in and emphasize it. Get me a jury and show me how you can say in July and I'll go down on you. That's just idiotic, if you'll forgive me by saying so. That's just stupid. In July. I'd love to know how you emphasize in and in July. Impossible. Meaningless.
I think all they were thinking about was that they didn't want to...
He isn't thinking.
Wilson, can we just do one last...
Yeah?
And it was my fault. I said in July. If you can leave every July...
You didn't say it. He said it. Your friend. Every July?
So after the show...
No, you don't really mean every July.
It is.
But that's bad copy. It's in July. Of course it's every July. There's too much directing around here.
Ready? Gatorade, is it in you? Gatorade, is it in you? Gatorade, is it in you?
That's right.
Wait. No.
Gatorade.
I got to hear.
Is it in you?
Right. Ready? Is it in you? Ready? Gatorade, is it in you? Nope. Gatorade, is it in you? Gatorade, is it? Gatorade, is it in you? One more time.
Try the last way you just said it, just conversational. Gatorade, is it in you?
All right, ready? Gatorade, is it in you? Gatorade, is it in you? Gatorade, is it in you? Okay, ready? Gatorade, is it in you? No, don't like that. Gatorade, is it in you? Okay. Gatorade, is it in you? It is.
You did a couple of great ones. I love the really forceful Gatorade ones.
Norway. Fish fingers, Findus, Norway. We know a certain fjord in Norway, near where the cod gather in great shoals. There, Jan Stangeland.
Fraction more on that shoals thing, because you roll it around very nicely.
Yeah, roll it around, and I have no more time. You don't know what I'm up against. Because it's full of things that are only correct because they're grammatical, but they're tough on the ear. You see, this is a very wearying one. It's unpleasant to read. Unrewarding. Because Findus frees the cod at sea and then add a crumb crisp coating. Ah, that's tough, crumb crisp coating. I think, no, because of the way it's written, you need to break it up, because it's not as conversationally written. What?
Take crumb out.
Good.
This is Jim Backus for Levy's Lazy Boy Shop. For years, you've identified me with... I can't believe... Number one, I ordinarily do not read this kind of shit. However, that's no excuse for being a total fuck-up. and a screaming incompetent. Turn it on. Slate. I'm going to sell this piece of shit if it's the last thing I do.
Here under protest is Beef Burgers. We know a little place in the American Far West where Charlie Briggs chops up the finest prairie-fed beef and tastes. This is a lot of shit.